96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you may be feeling a little blue around the holidays, but how do you know if it's a temporary thing or something much more serious? Well, joining me to discuss this issue are clinical psychologist Dr. Sean Ross from AL Health Services and clinical psychologist Dr. is Kenzie Gray from Howard University's Counseling Center. If you are feeling the winter or holiday blues, or if you think it is something much more serious, give us a call. Tell us how you're feeling, how frequently you're feeling this. Do you just feel a little low, or are you worried? Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Thank you both, Dr. Gray and Dr. Ross, for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Thank Ross, you. There you go. Let me start with Dr. Ross. This time of the year, people have a tendency to feel a little low. Is it because of the holidays? Is it because of the weather? What's going on here, Dr. Rose?
There are two things. There's seasonal affective disorder. Because we have much less sunlight during this time. People get sad. And then there's because we are bombarded with media depictions of happy people on TV, smiling people. You have loved ones that are around you all the time, and some people don't have that, and they just become sad. Mm-hmm. They become depressed.
Mm-hmm. And I find that interesting because this year we've had a lot of sun. We have had really unusually sunny weather. It has been rather warm, and people have been out. And yet, certainly there are still some people that are feeling low. Dr. Gray, when you're talking about the holidays, what is it that brings people down? Is it perhaps missing loved ones? Is it being alone? What do you think it is?
Well, Harold, it really could be all of those things and factors you hadn't even mentioned. For instance, like Dr. Ross was saying, in terms of pictures of family,
mm-hmm.
you have this idea that, holidays are supposed to be a time for family, but that also presumes that everybody had a good family experience and that they're not dealing with some kind of hurts and pains that end up getting brought up every time family comes together. And because the holidays is when family comes together, all those old hurts come back. Sometimes it is that, you're missing someone. Other times it's that you're struggling with being around too many people because you're dealing with other issues. Maybe you've been feeling stressed at work, or maybe you've experienced losses or traumas in other places, and you haven't had the time to really kind of work through them.
Mm-hmm.
And being around that space where everybody's telling you, hey, be happy, and you haven't had the time to be sad like you, quote-unquote, are supposed to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you end up putting on a front, and that just makes the whole holiday experience feel fraudulent, for lack of a better word.
I hear that, yeah. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you are feeling low, if you think that you're feeling blue or even depressed during this time of year, give us a call. I want to talk to you, hear what's going on in your life. Dr. Ross, what's the difference between getting the blues and being depressed?
You can be depressed with holiday blues. People use that term loosely, but depression is something that can be transient. It can be, I feel depressed for 5 minutes, or something that can be very chronic, which we call dysthymia or chronic depression, clinical depression. So there isn't a time frame on feeling depressed.
Mm-hmm. So blues is just a more layman's term.
Mm-hmm.
So can you really be depressed for 5 minutes?
Yeah, it depends on what it is. Depends on why you're sad. What are you sad about? If you're upset that your family member is not going to be around, you think about it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You go through those emotions, and then you talk yourself through it, and you're over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be something that is really long or something that is really short. Mm. It's just a state of mind.
When you talk about that short, you know, period of time, how does it present itself, say, physically? Is there a physical reaction for the body, or is it all, in your head?
It is something that preoccupies your time or preoccupies you to the point where you can't concentrate on anything else. All right, were you in the middle of doing something at work or at home? I had someone tell me that they were cooking and they ate their food. They put the food up and the next day they didn't realize that they actually cooked or that they had put the plate back underneath the sink. So it's something that if it takes your mind off of what you should be doing and you focus on that, that's how you would know.
Is that a distraction or is that like a blackout?
I would hesitate to call it a blackout, mm-hmm. But it is certainly enough to distract you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you are feeling a little blue or perhaps you have a family member or a friend who is going through what may appear to be a holiday blues portion of their life, give us a call. I want to talk to them and maybe find out also what people can do to assist someone who is going through it. Now, let's talk a little bit about procrastination, Dr. Gray.
Yes.
Researchers have said that when you're feeling blue or down or even these short bouts of depression, it can lead to procrastination. It can be a distraction. You know, how do you address that issue? And how do you know that you are feeling distracted? You know, Dr. Ross just describing that disconnected feeling and kind of waking up the next day. It's kind of frightening to me.
Well, I think what she described is the recognition that even after the fact, something is different and something is wrong. And whether mm-hmm. that's distractibility to the point of kind of losing track of what you've done, or you know, procrastination. You know, since that's what we're talking about, or it could come out in other ways. People generally know that something is going on; they just may not always give voice or fully appreciate how severe, how serious it is.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of thing where people just don't feel like getting out of bed, or is that something much more severe?
You can see that in the holiday blues and in more severe depression. I mean, when we're talking about this, we're talking about feelings that really exist on a continuum. Mm-hmm. We've all had those days where we just don't want to get out of bed. We're mm-hmm. tired. We're sore. We're feeling down. And we just don't want to do it. Okay. When you start to have those days and they happen day after day after day, though, that's a sign that it's often something much more serious.
I see.
Now, when it comes to trying to get things done, sometimes it's just feeling overwhelmed. The list of things that we have to do continues to increase. We're always being pushed to multitask and to do more with less time.
Yeah, and I want to take a chance to drill down a little bit more on being overwhelmed a little bit later, because certainly that is really, really key during the shopping season. I tell you, you can be really, really up and very happy, and the minute that you try to find a parking space, that is enough to depress you and going into the stores and the crowds and everything else. But I want to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joel calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Joel. What's on your mind?
Nothing. It's just, you know, holidays is just not like it used to be, you know, and that's what distracts me. And, you know, like my mother died in 97 on my birthday. You know, my birthday is December the 9th, you know, and, you know, like every holiday and Christmas things, you know, come around, I feel a little bit like I need to be alone to myself sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, job loss and trying to get back on point, and now I'm 53 years old and got grandkids, and I used to be the one that tried to, like, hold everything together, you know. So,
well, let me ask Dr. Ross to give you some assistance here. Dr. Ross, what are you hearing from Joel?
I hear that he misses his mom. Joel, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you lost your mom on your birthday. But the best way to deal with loss during the holidays or loss in general is to do something in memory of your mother, per se. So instead of staying at home and doing nothing and you think constantly about your mom, do something in her memory, like going to volunteer and seeing that you can lift other spirits and the smiles on the people's faces that you're helping in the memory of your mother will give you a much better standpoint.
Interesting. Joel, thank you so much for sharing something so personal, and do your best to have a merry holiday season. Mm-hmm. I like that, doing something in the name of your mother. I'm quite sure she would approve. So, Joel, again, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Phone lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. For those of you who are interested in finding out more about AL Health Services and Dr. Sean Ross, you can find them online at ALHS-health.com. That's ALHS-health.com. And as always, we will be posting that website and other information on WHUR.com after the program. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Calvin in Southeast D.C. We're also going to talk to Woody in Laurel. Give us a call. We will continue to take as many phone calls as we possibly can at 202-319-7810. Talking about the winter blues, holiday blues, depression, what's the difference? How can we help you? The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.